Dr. Sabir, getting an office note on patient Audrey Reynolds, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Reynolds, R-E-Y, and O-L-D-E-S. Date of birth is 9/25/1981. Date of service 2/26/2026. The paragraph of the patient is 44-year-old African-American female. They refer to see me by this is Dr. Sabir taking an office note on Audrey Reynolds. Date of birth is 9/25/1981. Date of service is 2/25/2026. The patient was referred to me by Dr. Giles Mercedes because of elevated serum creatinine and renal failure. Preparing a past medical history includes history of SLE in 2014 with lupus nephritis. Patient underwent cytoxan therapy at that time. Also, she had dermatomyositis associated with that. She did have a kidney biopsy in 2018, a Bentov report of which is not available to me at this time. Additional history includes hypertension for 4 years, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, COVID infection, and GERD. That surgical history includes tubal ligation, kidney biopsy, GJ tube feeding period, allergy, she's allergic to penicillin, Bactrim, and codeine. Period paragraph, social history, patient is married with 4 children, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no marijuana use, no drugs, she's currently unemployed. Family history, father with ASRD, mother healthy, 2 sisters are healthy, immune system is ideal. No headaches, except for on and off. Mainly at night, on and off, chest pain positive only at night occasions. She has history on exertion positive, no cough, no heartburn, no abdominal pain, no melena. She has regular BM, foaming positive, regular periods. She has right lower extremity edema on and off. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received COVID shots times 2. Here a paragraph, current medications reviewed include the following: amlodipine, carbidopa, hydroxychloroquine, multivitamins, and omeprazole. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected pale conjunctival and perispheral on the cervical fibrinopathy. No carotid B bilaterally, no jugular B essential bilaterally, most oral and prison of pharyngeality, no notate with paragraph 90 supple. No stiffness or rigidity, heart sound, or very weight, and with normal asphalt, no manager, no friction, no lungs, directly to auscultation. No crackles or with resort abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guarding. Rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at all, extremities, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not local. Investigations available to me from December 2025. The UN 50 creatinine 4.1, estimated GFR is 13, potassium 5.5, hemoglobin A1C 5.7, hemoglobin 9.9, platelet count 221, period paragraph assessment exam. One chronic kidney disease, stage 5, with history of lupus nephritis, treated before with cytoxan. I suspect this is burnt out lupus nephritis. Patient may need another kidney biopsy to see the status. We'll do a thorough workup, imaging studies, and quantification opportunity at this time, and we'll maximize her medical therapy. Here is paragraph next, hypertension uncontrolled. In the office, we're going to review her home blood pressure log and decide on further action. Next diagnosis, anemia of chronic kidney disease. We're going to do anemia workup, including iron panel. She may need ESA soon. And vitamins, period. Next, GERD on omeprazole. She may need to get off omeprazole and switch to famotidine. Period. Next, SLE, continue hydroxychloroquine. May need more therapy if she's has active serologies. I thank you, Dr. Guys, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in around 2 weeks to discuss the workup and keep you updated on the progress and the report. Thanks.